Rabbi Yitzchok Ehrenfeld, Ume'oz Bofiel Pare versus Oz Yoshe Moshe.
Oz Yoshe Moshe Nochen Kis'acho Me'oz. The Kisei HaKovet Tvoit Shamayim was uprighted with Oz Yoshe Moshe. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Chazal tell us, the Oz Kotoso, the Oz Tutake, the Oz Kilkalto, the Oz Tutake. Moshe Rabbeinu came back to the Eibishter HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ume Oz Bosi El Parai, Arei Oiso Lo Omaze. From when you have sent me a Shaliach to redeem, to take out the Bnei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim, Harei Oiso Lo Om Hazeh, Vehatze Lo Hitzalto, no redemption, Tichpad Avoida Al Anoshim, Neveinim Oimrim Lonu Asu, Vehatze Lo Hitzalto. There was a time on Moshe. Moshe shouldn't have said those words. The Oz Kilkalto, the Oz Tetakim. The tikkun for that kilkul, for that chet, was the Oz Yoshe Moshe. What is the chet? What is the kilkul? And what is the tikkun? Tichpad avrida ala anoshim, val yishu bedidrei shoker, Chazal tell us in Medrash that Bnei Yisrael had Megillus. Megillus that they inherited from their fathers, their forefathers, that Asidim Atam Lehigoyel. The message on the Megillah was that the Eibishter will redeem you, Asidim Atam Lehigoyel. On Shabbos, they had some time. Yismach Moshe ben Matnas Chelpei. Chazal say that Moshe was Mechaven. Paray asked him, what day shall I give to Klal Yisrael as a day of rest? Moshe explained to Paray that people cannot work 7 days a week. They need one day of Menucha, of rest. And Moshe says, give them the seventh day. And when the Eibishter gave the Torah and said, Yoim HaShvi, Moshe was Sameach, Yitzmach Moshe, the Matnas Chelkei, that he was Mechaven, that the seventh day would be Shabbos. And on that day, Chazal tell us, they took out their Megillahs, and they would read them, that would give them hope, that would give them chizuk, Asidim Atam Le'Goyel, within the Shibat HaGolus, they saw the light, the ray of hope. That was on Shabbos. And Pari says, Tichpad Avoid Al Anoshim, let's take away the Shabbos. What are they reading, these foolish Megillahs? It's Sheker. It's not true. False hope. Tichpad Avoid Al Anoshim, Va'al Yishu B'Divrei Shoker, let them not be swayed by this false prophecy that they will be nigel. Tichpad Avoida Al Anoshim. It seems there is a special kesher between Shabbos and Geula. Shabbos was the day that they would read the Megillahs. Their Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos was Asidim Atem Lehigoyel. That's the kesher. Umeoz Basiel Pari Harayosim Omazer the Hatulay Salto, and the Ibishta tells him, Ato Sira, Ato with an ayin, now. You will see the present. You will see Yitzias Mitzrayim. But because you have brought up this taina of Me'oz Bosi El Paroi, you will not be zeicher to see Mulchemet Lamed Aluk Malochim, the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. And the posse goes on to say, Bo'era El Avrom El Yitzchok Vel Yaakov Bekeil Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Havaya Yutke Vovke Lo Yehoidati Lohem V'gam HaKimoisi Es Brisi. And Rashi says, Chaval, Chaval Al the Avdin V'lo Mishtakchen. Of those great people that we have lost, where are they? They cease to exist, people of that caliber, that the Eibishter tells them something and they don't ask any questions. The Eibishter tells him, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael, Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and all of a sudden, Vayihi Rov Boret, and Avrom has to run away from Eretz Yisrael. Vayihi Rov Boret, and Yitzchok goes into Golus. But he lokach beis paroi, it's my land, it's my country. And they ask no questions. Chaval, al da'avdin v'lo mishtaka. But you are asking questions. Is Atosid. That's Toshis Hazal. But the Pashta de Kro of Atosid needs a Hezbollah. What does Moshe Rabbeinu question? What was his taina? What did he want? Umei Oz Bosi El Tavri. Hare Oysa Lo'om Hazeh Vahase Lo'i Salta. Moshe Rabbeinu is a maimon. Mi godl lono mi Rabbeinu Moshe. Moshe chas v'shova Moshe Rabbeinu. He has a pshailis on Hashgachas Hashem. He has pshailis on the Eibush that says there will be a geula. If you have any questions. Moshe Rabbeinu holds a different shot there. The Pesuk in Parshas Kisisa, after Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Haredinos Kvedecha. And the Eibishter answer is, Nim, Lo Yirani Odom V'choi, Lo Yitochen. It's impossible. But you know what? In a mokum iti, Yisamticha V'nikris HaTzur, I will put you in the crevice, in the wall, in the mountain. And I will pass. V'sakoisi kapi olecho ad ovri. V'hoyo ba'avoy kvoidi. V'asiroisi is kapi. V'ro'isa es achoirai. Ufonai loy yero. And Chazal relate to that nevuah as keshe tefillin hera lo onov. Aber Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu keshe shel tefillin, which is at the back of the funnel on the iris. Ra'isa es achayirai ufonai lo yero. And Chazal explained that Moshe's bakoshe of Hareini Nos Koidecho was a bakoshe, Eibishter, teach me your way. There's one thing I cannot comprehend. There's one thing I don't understand. That's the tzadik veraloi, roshe de toivloi. There's chabarimish. There's mitzvahs. There's pchir. Why should it be Tzadik chas v'sholem v'raloi rosha v'toivloi? And the Chum Seif explains that the Eibishter answered him, a person can never comprehend to the very end Dalchei Hashem, the Rachish Beinis of a day, the Rachish Beinis of a year, the cheshbeinis of 100 years, the cheshbeinis of a shita alfin shnin, ad achris hayomim, when the puzzle will be completed, the picture will be complete, and then everyone will see how everything was the way it should be, and it could be no other way. B'shas Maisa, in the present, in the Hever, one can never understand Darchei Hashem. Things seem to be totally opposite of what's really happening, what really should be. It's only after many, many years, after the whole Mahalach is complete, that we can see and comprehend that Keil Emuno, the aim of Tzadik the Yosho. Behoyo Ba'avoy Kvaydi, and I will pass. Ba'asiroisi Kapi Mi'alecho, I will remove my hand, and then you will look in retrospect. V'ro'isa es achirai, you will look back and be misbeinim, and then you may understand the Mahalchei Hashem, the Darchei Hashem. Aber b'shas Maisa, in the river, in the present, aben odom achai, will not understand Darchei Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu here, Ishas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Golus Mitzrayim, and the Eved that tells him, I'm sending you to take out the Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And Moshe believes, Moshe is Maimon, Moshe has no questions of what's going on. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I believe, Eved that I know that this is Geula. I know you will take out Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, but please explain to me. I want to learn this sugya. Explain to me how Tichbos Avoda Al Anoshim, how that is Mekarev Geula. Teven Ein Miten Lohem. Things are becoming worse. How is that bring to Geula? I understand, I'm sure, but that's what will be ultimately. Oh, but I want to see it. I want to understand it. I want to see, I want to understand Darchei Hashem. And that's a taina. Even that is a taina, because Ovi Haktation didn't even ask that question. How, by Yehiro V'oritz, how does that coincide? How does it go together with Matana that the Eibishter gave me Eretz Yisrael? They were mekabel. Va'eiro el Avrom el Yitzchok el Yaakov v'keil Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo yinoidati la. The Shem Hashem, Rashi says, is Shem ha'amitis sheli. It's the Shem ha'emet. What's Kavonis Chazal? Shem Havaya is Shem Ha'emes. The Shem Havaya, Chazal explained, is a Shem that means Hoyo, Hoive, Ve'yiye. The Eibishte was, the Eibishte is, and the Eibishte will be. In one Shem, in one word, we encompass all Zmanim and bring them together. The past, the present, and the future in one Shem. That's Shem Tzai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicher to an aspeklaria, a very enlightened look on the world. Moshe Rabbeinu would see all Zmanim together in one look. He would see the Hoyo, the river, and the year. And that insight into what's going on, then the whole picture is there before him. The machshove, the matore, the tachlis, the tchilis rotzein habire, why and what is to be achieved, the hoyo, the chizah, what's going on, and the year. That's a cook that only Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to. Moshe Chazal tell us, and the Gaon brings it many times, from Zoya it seems, Moshe is Rosh Tevis, Ma Shehoyo, Hu Sheyie. The Hoyo and the Yie go together by Moshe. It's a cook, it's a look of Shmi Hashem Loinoy Dati Lohem, but to you, Moshe, I will be Mizgala at this point, B'Shem Havayah. That's emes. Truth is something that from the beginning to the very end is true. When we see the beginning and the end together, then we know that this is truth. This is emes. Midis amitis sheli, Rashi says, that's the Shem Havayah. Chazal and Shabbos say that emes and sheker, the oisiyas, are exactly opposite. Emes, Loshna Gemara and Shabbos of Dalet, is merachken milei, the oisiyas that form the word emes are aleph, mem, and tov. Aleph is at the very beginning of the alphabet. Mem is at the center, right in the middle, and tov is the end. Sheker are three oisiyas that are one next to the other. Kufrei shin form the word sheker. Chazal say in the Kazan Milay, they don't encompass much, but emes encompasses from the very beginning to the very end. The hoyo, the very beginning, the chiva, the center, the middle, the year, till the very end. That's emes. That's what Rashi tells us, that Shem Havayah is midis amitis sheli. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umeoz vosi el paroi harei oito lo omaze v'hasir lo yitzalto. Eibishter, teach me this parsha. I want to see how everything that's happening at the present ultimately brings to Ula, brings redemption. And Eibishter tells him, okay, opposite. I will show you at the present how these mahalchim will bring ultimately, will bring the Gaulish life. Va'era el Avrom el Yitzchot v'Yakov v'shmi havai eloi meidati lahem, to you I will be misgal in this Shem. That's the kilku of Moshe Rabbeinu with the word Oz, Ume Oz, Bosi El Pari. Ba Oz Kilkil, Uba Oz Tik. Shira, praise. Shira is said when one has ultimately been Zeicher, as a Zeicher to the Geula. When one achieved the Matara, he saw the Geula. He lived the Geula. It's then and only then that one says Shira. The Chaim was Mefarish the Posit, the Tehillim. We say it every day in Haidu. Ba'ani b'chastuch ovatachi. Yogel libi bishuasecho. Oshiro lashem, kigom alaloi. Vani bechastecho vatachti. When I was famous, I had bitochen. I had full bitochen in your chesed. Eibishter, you promised me geula. You promised Yeshua. I have no sekes, I have no questions. It's certain to me that the geula will be, the geula will happen. Vani bechastecho vatachti. Then it's Yogel Libi Yeshua. My heart is overfilled with joy. Yogel Libi Yeshua. Oshiro Lashem. When will I sing? When will I give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oshiro Lashem. Ki gomal oloi. When I was already zoiche. In fact, lemaise. I have already lived through the geula. I am a goal, I'm a nigal, I am a redeemed man. It's then that I say shvach, and I say shir. Moshe Rabbeinu sings of Yoshi. He obviously sings on Gulat Mitzrayim, on Kriyas Yamsuf. Oshir Lashem ki go e go, sus v'reich v'irom v'ayom. But Moshe Rabbeinu also sings the Shira of Tvi'eimoy v'titaeimoy v'hamach losecho. Moshe Rabbeinu sings the Shira of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. Mochoim l'shiftecho pa'alta Hashem, Mikdosh Hashem, k'oinenu yodecho. Moshe Rabbeinu sings the Shira, the ultimate Shira of Lo'asid Lovoi, of his Galus Kvod Shamayim, in its entirety. Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voel Be'oz Kilkel Ube'oz Tikkel. Moshe was nisala to a darge of a type of histaklus and a look into the future, that he saw Yeshua's Hashem. He lived it. And the Hoive, he lived the whole Netzach of Knesset Yisrael, of Gilui Kvod Shamayim, to its fullest. And then we can sing the Oz Yoshir, the Oz Kilkel, that was the Kilkel, over Oz Tikkun. That was the speaking of Moshe Rabbeinu. He sang Shira on Yeshua's, on Kvod Shamayim, that we hadn't seen at that point. Oz Yoshia Moshe. The Oz Kilkel, Uba Oz Tikkun. You know, the word Yoshia is Be'etzem Aloshen Ofiz. Yivne Yoshir is a Russian Osir. But if you add the word Oz to the word Yoshir, Oz is the etzem, a word of the past, and Yoshir is a word of the Osir. And if you bring them together, they form the Hoyza. They form the present. Oz is the word that brings us from the future into the present. The Oz Kilkel Uba Oz Tikkun. There is one day in the week that in the present we can elevate ourselves and live the future. Whereas Yomim Tovim are only some type of zikoron of the giluyim of the Yeshua of Kvod Shamayim that we've been misgalalot is lovay. Shabbos is lost is lovay in itself. Shabbos is me'em olam habo. Shabbos is from olam hatikon. Shabbos is the time that in Golus Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael can live the Geula. It was on Shabbos that they took out those Megillas that they inherited from their fathers, and they read Asidim Atem Lehigoyel. In the future, you will be redeemed. You will have Yetzias Mitzrayim. They read it on Shabbos. Korvo el nafshi ge'ola. They brought the future into the very present. Pari didn't believe him. Pari says, it's foolish. This is not MS at all. This is false. It's not MS. Pari was convinced there's no Gula in sight. Why should they read those foolish Megillas, Chas V'Sholom? Bal Yishu, the Divrei Shoker. But Shabbos is the time and Shabbos is the day. Mizmor Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos. The Mizmor and the Shir of Yoyim HaShabbos. What is it? There's not one word in the Hemshech of that Kapitel in Tehillim that speaks of Shabbos. But there is a posik in that parasha. Ish ba lo yedo, uchsil lo yoven ezoid. A foolish person will never understand this. Bet royach reshoim kmo yesev, bayotzitzu kol paya lo yoven. The rosh of the tevloi. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's question, Hareini Nas Kvedecha. Yitzroyech Rishon K'mo Yisev Vayotzitzu Kol Poye Le'oven. And the answer is, Le'ishomdom Adei Ad. They should have no kiyum and no existence in the future. The Lo Sed Lovoy is for tzadikim, for Shoyim Retire, for Oyavei Hashem. Shabbos, there is some type of gilui to the answer of that eternal question. Tadik v'ralei, Roshe v'toivu, v'hishamdom adayad. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is Islam. Shabbos one can feel and live the Geula, the Geulas Yisrael, the Gilui of Kvod Shamayim, Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Voyez. Old Yoshi Moshe. Yoshi has a double meaning. Yoshi means to sing, to praise, Shira. Yoshi also means to see. Bilam said, Ashurenu V'loy Ato. I see this nation in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu sang because he saw. He saw it all. He lived through the Geula. He lived through Kvod Shamayim of Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voyez. That's the Shira of Oz Yoshe Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Es Hashira Hazo. There's one way to sing that shir. There's one way to have an insight into the future, to be margish, Kvod Shamayim, to its fullest. It's Teyre. It's a Gia Bateyre. It's a Melis Bateyre. The Oyer that's in favor, enlightens the nefesh, and gives him a geschmack, a gefeel, in Achas Hayom. The whole Yikar, Ra'asa Einai, Einai, is a posik in here. and all the glory his eye has seen. And Chazal say, who is that? And the Medrash says, that's Rabbi Akiva b'Chazeira. Rabbi Akiva, the pillar of Teire Shebal Teire, the pillar of Yigia and Limut HaTeire, he was zeicha to see the whole Yikor. Yikor, we know from the Megillah, refers to Tefillin. Ayehudim, Hoysa, Oiro, Simcha, Sosan, Vikor. Vikor, Chazal say in the Sefer Megillah, means Tefillin Sheberoish. Rabbi Akiva saw the whole Yikar. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Kveit Hashem, and the Eibishter showed him only the Keshet, the back of the Tefillin Sheberoish. But the Rabbi Akiva, who represents this Amelus, this Yigia, Mesiris Nefesh Fetere, was Zeiche to see the Chol Yikar. He saw Tefillin Shel Roish Kavi Yochol Melefonos. This is called Yikar Avodah. When you even come together, and I pervade it in the Tevis, Amelus Nefesh, they take off of their valuable time and maktish l'limud ha-teire. That's the whole yikar. That's geula. Eibishter zol uns mezakeh zayin, because geulas Yisrael, Yeshuas Yisrael, eskalas oyer peirosoi shel Mashiach tzidkenu b'meheira v'yameinu. Amen.
Ada Abid Kadash Mei Rabu. Ja, maar dat is niet zo jammer, want het is wel bij jou. Ik wil mij een paar wat even voor mij bij.